Winning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever it happens to be that you're listening to Morning Mindset. Now, obviously, morning is in the title, and this podcast was designed for you to consume it while you're consuming your coffee, while you're preparing for your day. Perhaps you're driving to work, and you've got 10, 15, 20 minutes worth of drive time, commute time, and you just pop this in, and boom, you listen up and start your day in a positive and productive way. Thank you very much for joining me. What are we going to talk about today? Thank you very much for asking. We're going to talk about our time in the sun. Right now, as I sit in my studio, I'm in the Watchtower studio. I can peek around and look out the window, and I see that it's gray, and it's cold. And you're saying to yourself, well, Paul, I'm listening to this in April of 2020, and where I live, it's really warm. As a matter of fact, it's getting hot. Well, I live in the mountains, and in the mountains, it's freaking cold right now. We got a weather front that came in, and, well, it's not pleasant outside. It's kind of chilly, windy. There's been some snow, and what I've been doing is I've been engaging in indoor activities for the last day or so because I knew that it was coming. I looked at the weather forecast, and I saw that some weather was coming in, some cold, wet weather was coming, and I decided, okay. And when I saw that, I looked and I was like, today is probably going to be the last sunny, pleasant day for a while. So I better, anything I want to do outside, I should do now. And that's actually exactly what I did. I took the opportunity of the sunshine and the warmth and I went out and I engaged in outdoor activities, which I want to do quite often, if you know me. And, planned my time around what how the weather was going to be. And that's something that you really need to do up here. If you want to do outdoor activities or do things in the outside, you need to pay attention to the weather forecast because it can change very rapidly and the temperature can drop 10, 20, 30 degrees over a period of a couple of days. Let's talk about our time in the sun. Now, the phrase, our time in the sun and time in the sun, has been used for, I would probably say, centuries. If you went back to Proverbs, Solomon probably talked about time in the sun. And what is our time in the sun? You may have heard the phrase, make hay while the sun is shining, and I probably used it before. And what does that mean? It means take advantage of the opportunities that we have when they are presented to us. When you have the opportunity, when the sun is shining, that is the time to get it done. That is the time to get up, to go out and do what you need to do. You know, the farm phrasing, the farm proverb of make hay while the sun is shining means we have the opportunity, and this opportunity may not last forever. As a matter of fact, what do we know about the sun and what do we know about the weather? We know that, unless you live in San Diego where it's nice almost all the time, it's not always going to last. And that is the lesson for today. This is a lesson for you, whether you're 50, 60, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, whether you're a high school senior, whatever. If you're a human, you need to understand that opportunities aren't always going to be there. And you need to be prepared. Like I said, I looked at the weather forecast. That was part of my preparation. And I said, after today, things are going downhill for a while. And if I want to get outside, and I did, I'm going to have to do it now. I'm going to have to take advantage. If I'd have said, whatever, I don't feel like it. I'm tired. I got other stuff to do. I'll just do that later. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure I'll have time later. I'm sure I'll have the opportunity later. That opportunity might not be there. It might just sail away. So when you're looking at your life, You're looking at opportunities. You see things that come your way. You say, here's an opportunity. Should I take it? Now, the lazy devil over on your left shoulder might say, it's not that big of a deal. You'll always have that opportunity. You can take your time. You're not ready for it yet. And often that is something else that we do to ourselves is we say, I know I see that opportunity, but that opportunity, it's not perfect. I'll give you a for instance the other day. I think it was Thursday or Friday, I can't remember. But I looked at the weather forecast and it was going to be nice. It was supposed to be sunny, but it was going to be a bit breezy. Now, if I go out and I like to engage in outdoor recreational activities, sometimes the wind here in Wyoming can be a bit oppressive and a bit brutal. Now, in a perfect world, there would have been no wind or maybe just a mild breeze, just a little bit. Now, there's a little bit more of a mild breeze, and it wasn't super convenient, and it wasn't perfect, but it was good. And the opportunity was there. And what we do to ourselves often is an opportunity will come by, and rather than embrace that opportunity, we'll examine it and we'll look for faults in the opportunity. We'll say, I know that might be a good deal, but here's why it's not perfect. Here's why it could be better. And we talk ourselves out of that opportunity. Have you done that? Can you honestly look in the mirror and say, you know what, Paul, you may be right. I had an opportunity, but it wasn't perfect. It wasn't the perfect opportunity. And so I talked myself out of it, or I let that opportunity go by. How many times have you ever been to an auction, whether an online auction or a live auction? I know most people don't go to live auctions anymore. Go to online auctions and you look at something, you're like, ooh, I could use that. I would like to have that, but I don't know. Maybe later. And that's the thing with an auction, and the auctioneers know it. They know that time is of the essence, and that's how they get you. But if you saw something, you're like, maybe later. Maybe it was an online auction that was going on for 7 days. And then by the time you said, I do want that, I changed my mind. I really do want that, or I can use that, or that would help me in my life, my business, whatever. And you go there and it's gone. Somebody else already swooped in. Opportunities, they can be open-ended, meaning they're only for you and they're always going to be there. And opportunities also can be fleeting. There could be an opportunity that you did not jump on because you were hesitating. And somebody else took that opportunity, and now you don't have it. So we only have a limited time on this planet under the sun. And my question to you is, what are you going to do with your time in the sun? You look outside, the sun is shining, you have that opportunity, and you say, what am I going to do? Am I going to take advantage of the time that I have under the sun? It's up to you. I can't make that decision for you. I can just steer you in the right direction. So the next time you see an opportunity, the next time the sun is shining, you have to ask yourself, am I going to make hay, or am I going to be lazy and just put it off until later? It's up to you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being a part of the Morning Mindset audience. You know what you should do? What should I do, Paul? Well, I'm drinking my coffee right now. I'm drinking my coffee from my very own personalized coffee mug. You could be drinking your morning coffee out of a Morning Mindset coffee mug. Zachary, if you don't know Zach, if you don't know the other show, Student of the Gun, that's fine. But my son, Zachary, is the shipping ogre. He is the manager, the store manager, and he takes care of all the products and what have you. And if you don't have a Morning Mindset coffee mug, you should fix yourself and get one. You say, but Paul, I have no idea how to do that. Go to morningmindsetpodcast.com and set yourself up, and you can start your day right. All right, kids, I am your host, Paul Markle, and I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.